from traditional dances from Rwanda and Ivory Coast to a whirling dervish, an Egyptian folk dance, to Nyawa music from Morocco. It was a night of celebration. Mohamed Taufik is Egypt's ambassador to the U.S. and co-chair of this year's event.
What is particularly important is that Africa is succeeding. Africa is on the rise. For decades in the past, Africa was a continent with many problems. Today, Africa is pulling its act together. And we're doing that because we're working together as a team. All Africans have these aspirations, and together we'll be able to achieve them.
Ambassador Rashad Bouhlal from Morocco says this year's theme about empowering African women is of the essence.
Women in Africa are extraordinary. We just need to give them opportunities. Second, Europe, the United States where we are right now, and other countries can help do more to empower women. There is a lot being done, but maybe not enough. And I think it's a good opportunity, a day like today, to inform people about already what women are doing and what we can do more.
Oliver Waneha, the Ugandan ambassador to the U.S., says an evening like this one is a moment to think of the continent as a united group. As a woman ambassador, the theme definitely speaks to her.
It's very important to empower women because it's not just a human right. It's a development issue. You're talking about 51% of our populations, you know, being engaged, being involved, being empowered so that they can meaningfully contribute to the development of our continent.
South Sudanese ambassador to the U.S., Garang Ding Akwang, says the continent is developing despite all the challenges.
We have seen socio-economic developments, strides in technological development in Africa, innovations, and this is the century for Africa. Only that we need to stop some of these insecurities that are happening in the continent. We need to embark on socio-economic development, so that we stop our youth being frustrated and trying to flee the continent looking for better opportunities.
In addition to dance and music, some countries showcased products specific to their regions. Joseph Charles Foué Atangana, the ambassador of Cameroon.
Les produits agricoles, c'est-à-dire le café.
Some agricultural products, like coffee and tea, obviously presenting it in an industrial and modern form. But we also have traditions like the masks, which represents the 10 provinces that make up our country.
A good way to mix business and pleasure. Africa Day celebrates the establishment of the Organization of African Unity, now known as the African Union, established in May of 1963. And this month, the African countries and their friends reflect on the successes and their continued goals and aspirations for a better future. 2015 has been declared a year of women empowerment and development towards achieving Africa's Agenda 2063, which is a roadmap for Africa's long-term socio-economic transformation within the next 50 years. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.